let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. Prospadiacs is from up-and-coming writer and artist Antoine Anderson. It's a unique comic book. It sends the message of how far extreme desperation will drive some people and how to never give up, no matter how dire the situation, while showcasing the author's unique artistry and storytelling prowess. Antoine is a comic book writer and artist. He's always had a passion for drawing and creative storytelling. He says while growing up, he was considered a geek, loving cartoons, superheroes, and video games, and he loved drawing his favorite characters. His main inspiration came from his love of anime and manga. Attack on Titan, well, it's his favorite. Antoine Anderson, creator of Prospadiacs, our guest on This Week in America. Antoine, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Rick. Glad to be here.
It is going to be fun talking about the books, Prospadiacs, and we'll get to that, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. What was the inspiration for writing this book? Where did this idea come from?
Well, I think I had this idea back in 2007, I think. Like, I've always been an artist. I've always been drawing as long as I can remember. And this is what I wanted to do in life. Like,
yes.
I'm not good at doing anything else. Like, now I'm not even going to college because I don't see the point of it.
Well, you found what you're good at, and you are good at writing and illustration. So this is an idea that obviously has been in your mind along with so many others for a while. As a comic book writer and an artist, and you do both of those, how do you craft your plot and create the flow of your story? Are there challenges in doing that where you're writing and then doing the illustrations simultaneously?
Yes. I'll have the idea in my head. Then I just visualize it, and then I create the panels, and I come up with the dialogue. And what's hard about it is I get really that writer's block, artist block, and going to conventions and this past LA Book Festival, I learned how to like overcome it. You know, like,
yes.
One of them told me, like, focus on a specific word or words to help you write a chapter. A voice actor named Max Middleman, yeah. He told me that I should just distract myself. And then somebody from the LA Festival of Books just said, you just gotta overcome and overpower it.
With us on the program is Antoine Anderson. He is the author of Prospadiacs, and I'm going to spell that for you. That's Prospadiacs. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. It's also available at his website, which is The Externtionist, and I'll spell that again, ExExertionist.com. You'll find information on Antoine's website as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log in and go directly to his website. Let's go back and take the early days when this love and passion for drawing and storytelling started in you. Talk about that. How did this passion develop in you, do you think?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, when this love and passion for drawing and storytelling started really taking over your life, it really was a major part of that. Talk about that, and how did that passion grow? Do you remember when you suddenly took an interest in this?
Oh, yeah, like, I've always watched anime as long as I can remember, and one anime that really got me thinking, like, I want to get into Japanese comics. Making Japanese comics is Yu Yu Hakusho, this old anime still talked about today. And then once I really got into Attack on Titan, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Well, and you're doing it so well, listed as an up-and-coming writer and illustrator as well. When you created the universe in this book, Rospatiax, talk about creating that universe and the characters in your story. What were the inspirations for this world that you've created for us?
Oh, okay. That's inspiration. I'm also a gamer, PlayStation to be exact. And the two video games that inspired me to create this world is Ratchet and Clank, which is a sci-fi action fantasy platform game. And the other is Killzone, which is a science fiction military war game.
Yes. So those were the inspirations for writing the book. I'm fascinated by, because at an early age, unlike so many people, you knew exactly what you wanted to do. Were there specific people that were an important part of your journey in creating this exciting comic book that we're talking about?
Oh, yes. I look up to a lot of manga writers and artists and Akira Toriyama, famously creator of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, I look up to him. The creator of One Piece, Eiichiro Oda. Even though I don't watch One Piece, yeah, I have a huge amount of respect to him. Like, I remember watching a video by one of my favorite YouTubers, is that he is going to finish One Piece no matter if it literally kills him. And it's still ongoing.
With us on the program is Antoine Anderson. He's the author of Prospatiax, Dawning Promulgation. The book is available at, of course, Amazon. It's at his website, theextertionist.com. That's extertionist.com. Link onto all those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So tell us about some of the characters that the readers will enjoy and should watch out for in your comic book.
Like both protagonist, antagonist, or just everybody?
The main ones, the main characters there that we're going to react to when we read about them in the book.
Okay, the protagonist, his name is Rashad Hayaki, and from his dying queen's wish, she wants for him to everyone to restore hope, faith, because when she died by the enemy, like his universe, his world, and her world, and everyone else's world just suffered immensely. Like they just lost an important figure. Like she was the beloved, strong-willed, determined queen, and everybody loved and respected her.
That's one of the characters there, and time going by rapidly. So much to talk about. The book that was written and illustrated by our guest on the program, Antoine Anderson. Is there an important message or lessons you want your story to convey?
Okay. That you should give up hope, even if the situation is hopeless. Like, you know, God is with, you know, if you believe in God, you love and worship God and all that, then he will help you out when you lose. In every difficult situation you will come across, when you least expect it, and that's what I want to convey in this story.
It's so important to aspiring writers to go through all of the challenges. And let's talk about the challenges in writing this book. creating this book, what were some of the challenges that, that you had to go through?
Like artist block, writer's block, and coming up with characters, like designing characters. Like, for me, the hardest thing about creating characters is giving them names and what colors to color them. Like, I like to name my characters based on their personalities and whatnot.
Yes. Antoine Anderson with us on the program. If you had to sum up the story in the book, Prospatiax, in one word, what word would that be?
Faith.
Yeah, okay.
Never given.
Yep, that pretty well sums it up there. And I know that you live by the words, as long as you have aspiration, you can lead others to have inspiration. How can you aspire others to have inspiration to reach for their goals in life like you have? It is difficult sometimes. What advice would you give to people?
Yes, like, yeah, Lauren Fell, creator of DC Superhero Girl. Back in 2017, when I met her at Equestria at LA, I remember her telling me and everyone else that you should not be afraid to put yourself out there. Otherwise, people will literally forget about you. And yeah.
Very important message for, and I'm sure it was an important message that kept you going during the challenges in putting the books together. Are you writing, I'm sure, more? What are you working on now? More books in the future, I'm sure.
Oh, I have another story coming up, and it will be called Shadowrun XDT, but I'm going to focus on this first story first.
And that's what we're talking about on the program today. That story is Prospatiax. And that's spelled Prospatiax, Dawning Promulgation. The book's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Antoine's website. And the website is extortionist.com. I'll get that, extortionist.com. And that's extortionist.com.
Sorry, the names are hard to pronounce.
Yeah, and I've been struggling with those, and I apologize for that. But the book is entertaining. Get a hold of it, Prospatiax. Let's talk about, you do such a good job in writing in this particular genre. Have you thought about writing other books in other types of genres as well?
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, I don't know how to write comedy and romance.
Stick to what you enjoy, I guess, is the key to that. You mentioned the LA Festival, getting some words of wisdom from people there. Do you have any events, engagements that you'll be participating in over the coming months to promote the book?
Yes, L.A. Comic-Con, which is the second weekend in October.
Well, that is huge.
Yes, really huge. Waited until June to buy my art table so I could present it on, you know.
That will be, that's a powerful show, and you've got people from around the world that come attend that, so be watching for that information. As an up-and-coming comic book writer and artist, what's your long-term goal? Where would you like to go with your career?
Yeah, like, I don't want to make it big, you know. But I put my name out there. I give lots of recognition. And hopefully get a girlfriend, because I hate being single so much.
Well, that's a worthy goal. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That is a worthy goal. There's so many people like you that have this great desire, but to follow it up like you have done with the published book, boy, it really takes a lot. In the minute or so we've got left at the end of the program, I want to leave with a positive note. What words of encouragement would you give them? Because there's a lot of negativity out there. It's pretty difficult to accomplish getting to the level that you are. What words of advice would you give to somebody who's struggling to get there?
First of all, you know how the term people are overly sensitive these days? Like, you make one savage joke about them, they'll take it the wrong way.
Yes.
Yeah, I just say don't take yourself too seriously. Don't be so hard on yourself. And pray to God, whether you believe in Him or not, that He will help you when you least expect it. Like, you don't know when an inspiration can happen. It could be tomorrow, the next day after that, or in the blink of an eye. Like, you'll never know when inspiration will, you will find it. And it just gotta have a lot of willpower and determine, like.
Yes.
There's another YouTuber I like. Her YouTube channel name is called The Sagami Project. And I remember watching one of her live streams, and she told her viewers that drawing and writing comics is not easy. It's something you just gotta constantly be working on and not get discouraged or get lazy. And if you start to get lazy, then you might not want to do it anymore.
I guess that's a sign. If you're starting to take shortcuts, it's probably not something you've got a passion for doing. And the book is Prospatiacs, and it's available at Amazon. It's available at his website, the externtionist.com. I thought I could get that right at the end when there's no pressure, but I still struggled over that. It's externtionist.com. That's the important thing. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to Antoine's website. The book, once again, is Prospatiacs, externtionist.com is the website. Antoine, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on where you are with this book. It's receiving excellent reviews, an up-and-coming writer and artist, a unique comic book. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. Glad to be on. Where can I watch it?
Well,
you have a YouTube.
Yep, we're going to put this up on YouTube probably yet today, and then we'll have it on the other social media platforms as
You're
well.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
US. Click on the videos icon, and the YouTube will come up, the YouTube channel. You can pick the program to watch, including the one that will be up very shortly with Antoine. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Continued success, and thank you so much for sharing some time with us today.
Anytime, man. You good luck. I wish you the best of luck myself. Like, good luck at all that you do.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate having you on the program. Antoine Anderson is our guest. The book is Prospatiacs, and you'll get information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.